6. The life of the villa from Visconti to the present day, to rest and to create in a corner of untamed paradise. From 1965 onward, the villa became a refuge, a place for thought for Luchino Visconti, but also a place of retreat, of distance from a world he portrayed yet often chose to escape. On the desk in his room, notes for several theatrical projects were later found. Here, he also worked extensively on the screenplay for Ludwig, 1973. Senso, 1954, was born there, recalled his friend and screenwriter Suso Ceci D'Amico, his first color film, The Story of a Mistaken War. After Visconti's death in 1976, the history of La Colombaia grew more complex. His ashes still rest within the villa today, beneath a stone dedicated to him and to his sister Uberta. Caught between disputes over ownership and years of abandonment, the villa passed through a long period of silence. Only in recent years has it returned to the center of a project of cultural rebirth.